Good morning. This is KWSO News. I'm Sue Matters. It's back to school for students in the Jefferson County 509J School District. First through eighth grade students have their first day of school today at the Warm Springs K-8 Academy, and freshmen have their day one at Madras High School. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously to help keep students waiting at bus stops safe and to help with new traffic patterns of families driving their youth to school. Bus routes and school start times can be found online at the district website. Warm Springs Tribal Council was in session last Wednesday, September 1st. There was an update on opioid litigation from Tribal Attorney Ellen Grover. Tribal Council voted in the affirmative on two issues related to that litigation. The September Tribal Council agenda was approved along with this month's travel delegations. A resolution passed to engage ACANA for 1 year to move forward on proposed infrastructure upgrades. Tribal Council approved the reappointment of Museum at Warm Springs board members and appointments to the Board of Regents. Branch of Public Utilities was approved to extend a contract with the Apollo Company to complete projects underway to bring the tribes in compliance with EPA requirements. CARES Act funding was requested by Public Utilities with more detailed budget information requested. A Bureau of Trust Funds Administration resolution was approved. Tribal Council approved renewal of affiliation with the National Congress of American Indians and appointed Bridget McConville as the tribe's voting delegate and Anita Jackson as the alternate delegate to NCAI. A resolution for the disbursement of American Rescue Plan Act funds to Warm Springs tribal members was tabled until September 8th. There was a request to bring in an accounting firm to help the tribe's finance programs and to prep for the tribe's 2022 audit. Additional information will be provided next week. Last Thursday, September 2nd, detectives with the Deschutes County Illegal Marijuana Enforcement Team concluded a long-term investigation involving a large sale illicit outdoor marijuana grow near Dodds Road and Alfalfa Market Road in the Alfalfa community. A search warrant was executed on the 30-acre property and located 49 greenhouses containing more than 9,000 marijuana plants in various stages of growth. In addition to the plants, 2,800 pounds of processed marijuana were also found. During the investigation, it was determined that this particular illegal marijuana grow site was operated by and affiliated with a foreign Mexican drug cartel attempting to cultivate illegal marijuana for sale throughout the United States commercially. Northern Rockies Incident Management Team 4 officials confirmed that the Bull of the Woods lookout located within the Bull of the Woods Wilderness was lost due to fire activity on Sunday. This lookout was listed on the National Register of Historic Places. The Bull Complex fire remains active along the western and northwestern sides of the fire and is now listed at 7% contained at more than 16,000 acres. It's burning 12 miles northeast of Detroit. Many of the fires in the Middle Fork Complex, 9 miles north of Oak Ridge, have been fully contained, but the Gales and Quist fires remain. The larger Gales fire is only 12% contained at about 23,000 acres. Smoke from both the Bull Complex and the Middle Fork Complex fires continue to bring smoke and haze to central Oregon. A federal judge says digging can proceed at a planned lithium mine site near the Oregon-Nevada border. The Burns Paiute Tribe and Reno Sparks Indian Colony joined with several environmental groups to try to halt archaeological surveys at the Thacker Pass lithium mine south of McDermott. The tribes say mine operator Lithium America and the U.S. Bureau of Land Management failed to properly consult them prior to digging on the site of the massacre of their ancestors. The court denied the tribe's motion, which allows the surveys to move forward. A judge will decide on the case before construction of the mine can begin. The site is the largest known lithium deposit in the U.S. Lithium is a key component in electrical vehicle batteries. Demand for the mineral is expected to triple over the next 5 years. In White Buffalo sports this week, boys soccer play at Sisters today, coming off a win against Crook County last week. Girls soccer plays Sisters tomorrow. They also won against Crook County last week. Volleyball is scheduled to play at Lapine tomorrow and host Redmond on Thursday. And Madras football plays at Sisters on Thursday after their opening game against Corbett was canceled last Friday due to COVID-19 protocols on Corbett. Families and fans are reminded that face masks are required at games, and so we all need to do that so our student athletes are able to play. Central Oregon weather, hazy sunshine with areas of smoke today and highs in the 90s. More of the same tomorrow. I'm Sue Matters reporting for KWSO News.